Chapter 1. Breaking Bad begins. The birth of pee in New Zealand, 1996 to 2003. Before Walter White, there was William Wallace. His story was New Zealand's very own version of Breaking Bad, the hit TV show about a suburban high school teacher whose knowledge of chemistry makes him a skilled manufacturer of methamphetamine. A diagnosis of cancer turned White to the dark side. Bill Wallace, too, had a kind of midlife crisis. In 1994, at 54, Wallace was made redundant from Air New Zealand after 20 years of loyal service as an industrial chemist. It was a crushing blow to a hard-working guy, and Wallace suddenly found himself consigned to the scrap heap. Some men sink into bitterness when told they're surplus to requirements. But the bespectacled Wallace got busy. He rolled up his sleeves and bought an electroplating shop in Otahuhu, the industrial heart of Auckland, working long hours to support his family. 4 years later, he sold the business at a tidy profit. He could now enjoy retirement with his wife, Beverly. A classic car enthusiast, Wallace splurged $63,000 on a Brabham, the Formula One car made famous by world champion Sir Jack Brabham. Paid for in cash. So was the $143,000 that it cost him to repair and restore a pair of Italian Damasso racing cars to their former glory. An industrial unit in Avondale with a mortgage of $100,000 was paid off in cash deposits too. A stone wall built around the Wallace's Mount Albert home cost $100,000, again paid in cash. There were holidays to Fiji and to Australia for opera in the outback. When booking one of the trips to Fiji, Beverly Wallace gave the travel agent a plastic bag containing $13,000 in bundles of $50 and $100 notes. Informed she'd paid the agent too much, Beverly told the agent to keep the balance as a down payment on another holiday they might take in the future. Life was good. After selling the electroplating business, Wallace purchased another commercial premises but registered the property in someone else's name. He was seen coming and going from the building in Portage Road, New Lynn, surreptitiously. It was the new office for his true business. Wallace had big expansion plans.